and it's time to open the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. This is DJ Frederick, and you have found the Radio Thrift Shop. Here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. So light up your lava lamp, come on a musical journey, deep into the world of 78s, 33s, 45s, 8-tracks, and cassettes. The Thrift Shop is open for musical exploration. And this evening on the Thrift Shop, it's cover songs.
Time. get no relief. The businessmen want to drink my wine. The plowman dig the earth. No one is ever along the line. No one is up in this world. No reason to get excited. The thief he kind of spoke. There are so many among us who feel that life is a joke. But you and I will go through that, and this is not our fate. So let us stop talking falsely now. The hour is getting princes kept their views, while all the women the came and went, barefoot servants too. But outside in the cold distance, the wildcat did prowl. Two riders were approaching, and the wind.
Winter Hours with a cover of Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower. And before that, Travis Biggs with Fly Like an Eagle. And yep, you got it. You've reached the cover version edition of Radio Thrift Shop.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The squid has quite a nerve. In fact, it has the biggest nerve fiber in the animal kingdom. 1,000 times wider than the typical human fiber. That's made the squid a good subject for learning about how nerves work and how they can misfire. The massive squid nerve fiber is known as a giant axon. It forms a ring around the creature's esophagus, and it's protected by a hard cap. The axon is up to a millimeter wide. Its function is to help keep the squid alive. It's part of the creature's escape mechanism. When the squid sees or otherwise detects a threat, the giant axon triggers a reflex. The squid squeezes its body, shooting out a jet of water. That propels the squid out of harm's way. The bigger fiber carries more information more quickly, so the squid can react faster. Biologists first studied the giant axon beginning in the late 1930s. Alan Hodgkin and Andrew Huxley implanted electrodes inside it, the first such experiment with any nerve fibers in any organism. From that, they developed models of how electrical signals are created, how they travel through the nerves, and how they control movement. Their work earned Hodgkin and Huxley a Nobel Prize. Since then, the squid giant axon has helped many other researchers. They've studied how nerves get clogged up, for example, leading to Alzheimer's, dementia, and similar brain diseases. And they've studied how certain chemicals can change brain functions. So the nervy squid is teaching us a lot about our own minds. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you.
about her. I know the space where emptiness will be there. Before the light and the mystery and sunrise, I'd like to go back.
Ye old DJ Frederick's former supervisor, Mr. Paul Vidim, and his wife, Faith, recording as The Journals Kept with their cover version of Orange Cake Mix, The Space I'm In. And before that, The Snowdrops from a 7-inch vinyl single, cover of Tear for Fear's Mad World. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound, and this is the covers edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. Going to do a set now called Three is a Magic Number. Three cover versions of a wonderful song, probably my favorite pop song of all time, David Sylvian's Orpheus.
Once again, these fires never Standing firm on this stony ground, though the wind blows hard, pulls these clothes around. I harbor all the same worries as most, the temptations to leave or to give up the ghost. I wrestle with an outlook on life that shifts between darkness and shadowy light. I struggle with words for fear that they'll hear, but Orpheus sleeps on his back, still dead to the world. Sunlight falls, my wings open wide, there's a beauty here I cannot deny. Bottles that tumble and crash on stairs are just so many people I knew never cared. Down below on the wreck of the ship are a stronghold of pleasures I couldn't regret. But the baggage is swallowed up by the tide as Orpheus keeps to his promise and stays by my side. Tell me, I've still a lot to learn, understand. These fires never stop, believe me. When this joke is tired of laughing, I will hear promise of my Orpheus sing. Just you, the weather, and I gave up hope. But all of the hurdles that fell in our laps, fuel for the fire and straw for our backs. Still the voices have stories to tell, the power struggles in heaven and hell. But we feel secure against such mighty dreams as Orpheus sings of the promise tomorrow may bring. Tell me, I've still a lot to learn, understand. These fires never stop. This joke is tired of laughing, I will hear the promise of my Orpheus sing.
A set called Three is a Magic Number, three cover versions of David Sylvian's Orpheus. That was Duncan Sheik. Before that, Dick Agee, and we started off with Marta Eugen. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. It's time now for an episode of Laura Erickson's For the Birds.
On Sunday, September 8th, I was writing away at my desk treadmill when I noticed a blue jay sitting in the box elder right outside my office window, staring straight at me. It's been at least a full year since I set out peanuts for blue jays. A couple of squirrels often approach me when I'm in the yard, and I usually toss them a peanut, but I haven't been leaving extras out for birds because of my neighborhood's rat problem. On the off chance that this blue jay remembered me from a year or two ago, I went outside with a handful of peanuts and left them on the usual stump. I whistled the way I used to whistle when I fed jays and started back for the house. Before I even reached the door, the jay was already on the stump sorting through the peanuts. It grabbed the biggest one and flew off. Within 5 minutes, that jay and some others had taken them all, so I didn't have to worry about any rats getting a free meal. I went back to work, and twice more the jay showed up, gave me a long, hard stare until it caught my eye, and got rewarded with peanuts. The fourth time, another blue jay came with it. I think the first jay had told it, "Watch this, I trained a human to hand out peanuts." Some blue jays may doubt that humans are intelligent, but they have to concede that some of us are trainable. That same day, I read a New York Times story about a study done at Oberlin College that showed that squirrels not only notice when birds make alarm calls, they also seem to relax when birds are making relaxed calls. People continue to be surprised that animals notice and respond appropriately to obvious signals within their environments. The more animals are discovered to be able to make and use tools like green herons using bits of bread to bait fish, or New Caledonian crows fashioning hooks to pull food from otherwise inaccessible crevices, the more desperately members of our own species try to affirm our superior intelligence. Of course, no bird or squirrel has ever invented a bomb, nuclear weapon, or even just an assault rifle, nor has one ever been able to learn to read in any language, invent a vaccination that could save millions of lives, or write or read ridiculous, easily disprovable studies saying vaccinations cause autism, or that there is no such thing as climate change. It feeds my ego to believe I'm smarter than the blue jays and squirrels in my backyard, but I'm not entirely sure that it makes sense to believe my species is. Birds and squirrels take note of potential dangers and figure out what to do to protect themselves, their families, and their whole neighborhood. Squirrels may be noticing bird calls to tell them about local conditions, but they also alert those birds when they discover a danger. Blue jays are credited with planting the eastern oak forests following glaciation, ultimately providing food for thousands of generations of blue jays. Their eagerness to plant acorns may have been based more on instinct than genuine forward thinking, but I wish we humans could cultivate that kind of instinct to give our children and grandchildren a better future. Squirrels are smart enough to know that paying attention to how well birds are faring directly affects their own well-being. When, by a huge bipartisan majority, Congress passed the Endangered Species Act in 1973 and Richard Nixon signed it into law, I truly believed that our species was now enlightened enough to have set in stone permanent protection of every one of our fellow creatures for their own sake and for ours. After all, even rodents are smart enough to know that when birds are safe, so are they. Are we humans as intelligent as blue jays and squirrels? The jury is still out, but it's not looking good. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.
Cal Jader with Gimme Shelter. Before that, Bangor Flying Circus and Norwegian Wood from 1969. We started off with Orgel Vreten in memory of Elizabeth Reed. Well, this has been the cover version of Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening. I'm celebrating 20 years on the airwaves here at WSCS. Moving toward 500 plus episodes of the Thrift Shop. So please stay tuned. And until next week, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of the loved ones in our hearts, minds, and souls.